instead of just talking about it, we thought we'd go to somebody who's going to have to play in the surface and have to catch the balls when they bounce off the lip of the artificial turf and the dirt. And, well, Chris Colabello is the perfect guy to do it. And Chris Colabello joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hello, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you looking forward to dirt, a dirt infield? Is it going to make any difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's conceptually it's a good plan. I certainly didn't mind it the way it was, and I guess out of everybody, I'm probably the right guy to ask and the wrong guy to ask at the same time.
Okay.
Because at first base, like picking the ball, I think it'll be incredibly helpful for that, just because when the ball's getting thrown over to first, and you know, say somebody spikes it, and you know, you don't know whether you're going to get the hop off the turf or the dirt if it's in that like kind of borderline range. So for that purpose, I think it'll be great. You know, in terms of other stuff, like, you know, how it's going to feel on my legs and how the ball's going to roll, I think there's going to be more hits in it now, which is nice for the hitters, I guess. I don't think it's as nice for the pitchers. I don't think they'll be as happy. But, you know, we'll have to see how it plays. I think it's, you know, it's kind of uncharted water for all of us. So, but I think you know, old lore has it that turf's not good for your legs. I don't really know the difference. Like, I can't tell. Like, that's why I think I'm the wrong guy to ask in every facet. Like, you could tell me to go play on hot coals, and I think I'd be like, ah, oh, it's fine. It's good, you know.
You know, it's funny, though. I mean, one of the reasons we wanted to get a player on to talk about it is, I kind of thought it got into – you know, some teams' heads last year. I mean, I remember I usually go into the visiting manager's office for pre-game interviews, the first game of a homestand. And Chris, every manager, I mean, Kevin Cash talked about it before every game. Oh, the turf, it's slow. It's got funny bounces. You know, I almost thought it became kind of it gave you guys a bit of a home field edge. Did you get that sense at all just from talking to guys that – guys and other teams, that they would talk about it, and I can't get a read in this thing, and it's so slow?
Yeah, I think it spins weird. The length of the turf itself is different than any other surface. So, you know, you look at Tampa, and that's their turf's very, very short. It's kind of rolls like more like a rug, I guess. And I think just the length of the strands of fake grass are they're so long that it makes for a completely different spin on the ball when it lands, and a completely different set of circumstances. Like, you know, for me particularly, I remember the ball in game two that the shields hit, I had to dive back the other way.
Right. And,
you know, had that happened on normal grass or normal turf, on not as bouncy of a surface, I guess it probably wouldn't have had so much English on it. But it's certainly, I think the fact that we were able to play on it more allows us to get more accustomed to it. But you know, I don't know that cutting out around just, you know, the infield part should change too much.
Right.
In terms of, because those initial bounces, those initial you know, like the initial time the ball hits the ground and starts rolling, will still be, you know, on the regular turf. So
it'll still be nice. In front of you, won't it? It'll still be in front of you, basically.
Yeah. I think for sure that the biggest thing for me, like I said, is what the ball's going to do at the cutout. So I guess if JD's going to his backhand at third, or Tulo or Gogo are going up the middle to feel the ball, like the differences in the bounce off the turf to the dirt, is what really has the biggest impact to me. So I think now that'll play a little bit truer because the ball will just get to dirt more often. You know what I mean?
Conversation with Chris Colabello on the Jeff Blair Show. Chris, we're getting awfully close to spring training. I'll just ask you a simple question. How much are you looking forward to spring training, and are you ready to go?
You mean to tell me we haven't started yet? I'm like on my way to the complex right now.
All right. How long have you been there?
Already.
How long have you been there?
I mean, when did I get to Florida?
Yeah.
Or, you know, how? Yeah, I moved down here like December 10th.
Okay.
I'm in Tampa, so I've been shooting over to Dunedin quite a bit. Just, I'm, for, baseball is to me is a 12-month a year thing, and I know this might sound crazy or whatever, but I was really ready to play as soon as we got finished.
It doesn't sound crazy. I was ready to watch again as soon as it was done.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially this year, I finished the place. I finished the year in a place where, I was healthy. My body felt good. There were just a lot of things telling me, like, hey, you could go play right now if you really wanted to. So, and obviously the way it ended, I think we all would have liked to have ended it a little different way. But I think to a man, you could go around and, there's a bunch of guys down here right now, Kevin and I and Gogo, and we talk, every day about wanting to do it again. And once you experience what we did last year, and obviously it was the first time for me, and I'm still relatively new to the big leagues, but I don't think you ever want to experience anything else. So, obviously we're going to have to put in the grind of 162, but certainly I think we all have aspirations to get back to where we were. And it was that was as much fun as I ever had playing from the first day I was up there to the last one. And I want to do it again.
Good stuff as always, Chris. Listen, we'll look forward to seeing you down in Florida. Stay healthy, and thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you. And also thank you for prompting me with Return of the Mac.
You heard it.
I'm ready to hit now. Yeah, I'm ready to go hit now.
Awesome. So that's our technical director, Derek Brandeo, who pulled it out. So there you go.
Well done, sir.
All righty.
Give him a pat on the back for me.
I will
do
that.
Take care, guys.